seagulls. Some people find them annoying as they aggressively attempt to filch food from beach picnics when they're not scavenging around garbage dumps or simply quarreling among themselves. But our explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender, wants to set the record straight. Mark watches gulls on the Connecticut shore near his home and says they're smart and resourceful and surprisingly great hunters.
The sun comes up like a crucible of molten ore, and the horizon is the anvil, and the waves the hammer of the forge. Then, when every sign warns of the storm that is to come, the wind gives out. The sea grows calm. Fog, thick as coal smoke, rises and drifts towards shore. Now, on the middle grounds, with the ocean shallows to a knee-deep pool, again with a rip of the tide curls along the bight, crustaceans, with their 10 arms each, leave the bottom, reaching for the light. Driven by life's most fundamental need, they rise, a myriad of spider crabs. Wings and webbed feet aligned to meet them, long yellow bills sharp as teeth will greet them, black-back gulls and herring gulls, the ravening of the horde. Gulls torpedo head first, wings tucked, buried up to the shoulder, water splashing, voices crashing. Each and almost every plunge they surface with a dark star, an array of spiny arms, the pincers snapping. Blackback gulls and herring gulls each hold their angry prize just out of reach of bright gull eyes. The scree-wee-wee-wee-wee of herring gulls and the clacking of their wings, the ah-caw of the blackbacks, yearling gulls whistling in indignation, that incoming class of always hungry freshmen, and what one finds another one wants. Theft, not possession, is the 9 out of 10 parts. So they land on the beach and throw a crab down and lift it up and nibble an arm and pin it there with the point of a beak. Better to be the ones that eat. Now over the deep the gulls go soaring, then down where waves ring against the rocks like the clattering of bells, where the pilings are draped in blue mussel shells, where breakers comb the seaweed's dark green tresses, where barnacles like sequin dresses shimmer with the tide, and the end of summer warms the night. Full in the belly, blackback gulls and herring gulls preen and close their eyes, content. Spider crabs, all spent.
And to see some of Mark Seth Lender's pictures, wing on over to our website, loe.org.